Suddenly Lenny appeared out of the brush, and he came as silently as a creeping bear moves. The heron pounded the air with its wings, jacked itself clear of the water, and flew off downriver. The little snake slid in among the reeds at the pool's side. Lenny came quietly to the pool's edge. He knelt down and drank, barely touching his lips to the water. When a little bird skittered over the dry leaves behind him, his head jerked up, and he strained toward the sound with eyes and ears until he saw the bird, and then he dropped his head and drank again. When he finished, he sat down on the bank, with his side to the pool so that he could watch the trail's entrance. He embraced his knees and laid his chin down on his knees. The light climbed on out of the valley, and as it went, the tops of the mountains seemed to blaze with increasing brightness. Lenny said softly,
"I didn't forget, you bet. Goddamn. Hide in the brush and wait for George."
He pulled his hat down low over his eyes.
"George gonna give me hell," he said. "George gonna wish he was alone and not have me bothering him."
He turned his head and looked at the bright mountaintops.
"I can go right off there and find a cave,"
he said. And he continued sadly,
"and never have no ketchup. But I won't care. If George don't want me, I'll go away. I'll go away."
And then from out of Lenny's head, there came a little fat old woman. She wore thick bullseye glasses, and she wore a huge gingham apron with pockets, and she was starched and clean. She stood in front of Lenny and put her hands on her hips, and she frowned disapprovingly at him. And when she spoke, it was in Lenny's voice.
"I told you and told you," she said. "I told you mind George because he's such a nice fella and good to you, but you don't never take no care. You do bad things."
And then Lenny answered her.
"I tried, Aunt Clara, ma'am. I tried and tried. I couldn't help it. You never give a thought to George,"
she went on in Lenny's voice.
"He been doing nice things for you all the time. When he got a piece of pie, you always got half or more than half. And if there was any ketchup, why, he'd give it all to you." "I know," said Lenny miserably. "I tried, Aunt Clara, ma'am. I tried and tried,"
she interrupted him.
"All the time. He could have had such a good time if it wasn't for you. He would have took his pay and raised hell in a whorehouse. And he could have sat in a pool room and played snooker. But he got to take care of you."
Lenny moaned with grief.
"I know, Aunt Clara, ma'am. I'll go right off in the hills and find a cave, and I'll live there so I won't be no more trouble to George." "You just say that," she said sharply. "You're always saying that. And you know, son of a bitchin', well, you ain't never gonna do it. You'll just stick around and stew the bejesus out of George all the time."
Lenny said,
"I might just as well go away. George ain't gonna let me tend no rabbits now."
Aunt Clara was gone, and from out of Lenny's head there came a gigantic rabbit. It sat on its haunches in front of him, and it waggled its ears and crinkled its nose at him, and it spoke in Lenny's voice, too.
"Ten rabbits,"
it said scornfully.
"You crazy bastard. You ain't fit to lick the boots of no rabbit. You'd forget 'em and let 'em go hungry. That's what you'd do. And then what would George think?"
"I would not forget,"
Lenny said loudly.
"The hell you wouldn't," said the rabbit. "You ain't worth a greased jackpin to ram you into hell. Christ knows George done everything he could to jack you out of the sewer, but it don't do no good. If you think George gonna let you tend the rabbits, you're even crazier than usual. He ain't. He's gonna beat the hell out of you with a stick, that's what he's gonna do."
Now Lenny retorted belligerently.
"He ain't neither. George won't do nothing like that. I knew George since, I forgot when, and he ain't never raised his hand to me with a stick. He's nice to me. He ain't gonna be mean."
"Well, he's sick of you," said the rabbit.
He's gonna beat hell out of you and then go away and leave you.
He won't,
Lenny cried frantically.
He won't do nothing like that. I know George. Me and him travels together.
But the rabbit repeated softly over and over.
He gonna leave you, you crazy bastard. He gonna leave you all alone. He ain't gonna leave you, crazy bastard.
Lenny put his hands over his ears.
He ain't. I tell you, he ain't.
And he cried,
Oh, George! George! George!
George came quietly out of the brush, and the rabbit scuttled back into Lenny's brain. George said quietly, What the hell are you yelling about? Lenny got up on his knees.
You ain't gonna leave me, are you, George? I know you ain't.
George came stiffly near and sat down beside him. No.
I knowed it,
Lenny cried.
You ain't that kind.
George was silent. Lenny said,
George?
Yeah.
I done another bad thing.
It don't make no difference, George said, and he fell silent again.